AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Hard Shoulder, with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, as I was saying to you, I am here in Stonyford in a beautiful pub called Malzard's Bar and Pub, and I am delighted to be joined by the owner, Fred Malzard. Fred, you are very, very welcome to the programme. So when I pulled up in Stonyford Village this afternoon out of this beautiful, tiny, quaint, old Irish pub, exactly the type of pub that I enjoy, it was completely deceiving, because when you walk out here to where we're sitting now in this huge new extension, it's a big, bustling, modern pub.
Yeah, it's what we call the garden room. We developed it over the last 12 months, and it's been a huge, huge addition, not only to our pub, but it's also been a huge addition to our family and the village, and not only that, but County Kilkenny as well. It's another venue to hold, you know, events like we have here today. It's fantastic to have you here, and you're all very welcome. And hopefully we'll see more of you in the future.
Oh, here's hoping I get back into that front
bar.
That lovely snug between now and December 25th. It has my name all over it. Look, you grew up in the pub business. This is very much in your DNA. But I think when people grow up in this industry, you know, they go one of two ways. They run 100 miles away from it and say, absolutely not. I never want to be part of that. I see all of the work and the unswitchable hours and the commitment. Or it is actually in their blood, it is in their DNA, and ultimately they know they will take over and run it one day. You were more the latter, but you're sort of a scenic route here.
Yeah, look, I was an only child. I was born into the pub. I started working. I have memories of being behind the bar at 8 years of age, meeting all the old characters from yesteryear. They're all on the walls inside, pictures of them everywhere. But I took a break for about 22 years. I went off and I was in banking. Came back here in 2010, and it was the time, obviously, the recession came in banking, and people had the opportunity to leave. I left. I came home, worked alongside my dad for a few years. And in 2010, I came home. In 2015, I realised that it was rural Ireland. The pub game was just slipping a small bit. And if this pub had to continue, we had to do something for it. So I dipped my toe into tourism. And we developed a tourism product over a few years. And as a result of that, we started off with coach loads of guests coming in, talking to them about hurling, introducing them to the sport of hurling, as Kilkenny is. We then brought them out the back, played a little bit of hurling with them, brought them back in, had a beer, had some music. I think you have some of the musicians coming on shortly. We have a number of musicians that play for these people. And we just turned the pub around and we kept it going. And, you know, it is what it is today. I think we had that very first year in 2015, we had 30 groups came through, and this year we had 287. So
wow.
It was a huge, yeah, it's been fantastic.
What a turnaround. I mean, was that difficult for your dad actually to hear? You know, the young buck comes home from his big banking job in Dublin and says, Dad, I've taken a look at the books here and we have a product, but we're going to have to change it up. Or did he say, yes,
no,
son?
Look, there was nothing difficult about it. It just happened. And we went with it, and he was very much part of it until he passed away. There's pictures of my dad dancing with people out there from America, from all over the world. But he's very much part of it, and it wouldn't have happened without him, because the basis was there. There was no mortgage on the property. I was able to come in and take over the business without having that expense. Well, not all of it was, we need to look around here, but however. But it was great to have him there at the start, and it developed into something special. But not only for me, but there's collaborations with other businesses around food providers, entertainers, storytellers, You know, it all works, and it has worked over the years.
And you say that's actually crucial to sort of the survival of rural businesses and rural pubs in particular, that you're not working in competition, that you have to work together as a community, and each business tries to support the other business, and together a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, Edward alluded to that earlier on, the rising tide lifts all boats. But look, we're fortunate here, you know, we have a strong local customer base, we have good footfall, we have tourism happening, but not all rural pubs are the same as us. And, you know, there's a very tough trading environment out there, and the challenges, you know, deserve real attention. The cost of running a business, the cost of opening those doors is phenomenal. My insurance premium is up this week. I don't mind saying it, it's $13,500 for the year to insure the property, which is crazy money.
Got to sell a lot of pints.
I sold, our insurance premium in 2020 was €3,000.
And had you made any claims in the intervening years?
No claims.
So this is exactly the same product for exactly the same business with no claims.
Well, it's not the same business now.
Or it's a bigger business.
The business has changed, business, you know. But that's 13, that's, you know, €1,000 a month before you open the doors. And that's a problem out there. So
can you give us a sense of those other costs that you've seen
increase? The other costs, Sky Television, another €1,000 a month. You know, it's just crazy what's out there. The doors haven't opened at this stage, before we turn on the lighting, the heating, etc. But look, I think, you know, we all say we have to support local pubs, but the locals support their pubs, they appreciate their pubs, but it's more than that we need. We need intervention, we need government help, we need from another source. I'm lucky, our business is thriving and doing very well, but down the line we do need help. The Vintners Federation of Ireland are in negotiations, or they're trying to get the government to look at a rebate on excise duty on draft beer. And that would be specific to the industry. And it will help all pubs. No matter how small a pub you are to how big a pub you are, there will be assistance there to help the small pub. It's just a little bit. There was a 9% VAT reduction there recently, down back to 9% for the food industry. But that's no good to pubs. That's no good to a rural pub in it. Like, I don't do food. I do collaborations on food. That means we have food providers in, but I don't get anything out of that. But there are pubs out there getting a little benefit from it. Brilliant, they deserve it. But there is nothing there for the small rural pub that's selling 4 or 5 barrels a week, you know, and they're providing a service in the community.
I saw actually the CSO figures were out yesterday, which sees inflation back up to the highest level since February 2024. And I know we all feel it in our pockets every time we go to buy anything in this country. But one of the figures that stood out to me was the cost of a pint of lager and a pint of stout. And they'd both gone up to well over €6 each. Yeah. And I just thought, where is the ceiling here? But obviously you're saying, look, these businesses just don't have a choice.
You have to make a profit, you have a break even, you have margins, and you have to follow those and get them. Look, a pub in a village like ours, it's a very small village, a population of just over 300 people. You can get your pint here, but you can have your pint at home. But the pub is the hub of the community. It's the place people get together, they meet, they have functions. In the last 3 months, we've had fundraisers for schools, for football clubs, for hurling clubs. It's a place people get together, have fun, but that's what it's about. Tonight, we told there's a Christmas party and a number of schools coming together to have their parties. And that's what it's all about. You know, that's what the pub is for. But it needs support. It needs help.
What would this community be like, do you think, without an outlet like this? What would come of Stonyford?
Look, it's the same as any rural village anywhere in Ireland, anywhere in the world even. You know, if you lose places that people get together, churches are disappearing out of villages at the moment. We've lost our local shop in the village in the last couple of months. It's unfortunate. It's gone. We miss it. I miss it more than anything. Someone comes in and asks me for an Irish coffee. If there's no cream in the fridge, it's a cup of coffee. You know, and that's what it is.
Not the same.
No, definitely not. But
do you have cream today? Because I was going to ask for one at about 7:01 this evening.
Breed, will you run up to the house? But look, that's rural Ireland will suffer, you know, and it is suffering. Small villages become residential areas and nothing more. And we need to promote it. And like, the one beauty of a pub in a village like this is you can come into the pub at night, have a pint. You know, nowadays the options are there to have your pint of 0.0. And people come in, and we have drinkers coming in that were always a pint drinker. And we didn't see them for a while, but now the option's there. They can come in and have their pint, 2 or 3 pints of a 0.0 product, and drive home after it. And it's so important in
because
a rural
for them area. It was about the communication, the connection. It's about seeing faces. It's about a friendly conversation in the day.
Yeah, like the pub trade is very much event driven at the moment, but in a village like this, you know, there's people there that they're in social isolation and they need to get to the pub. They need to meet their peers, meet their friends, meet people they never met before.
And right. So we're going to leave that conversation there for now. But my big thanks to Fred Malzert.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.